ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The first test of the Ashes is now just 11 days away from Perth. As preparations from both sides start to ramp up, England have arrived in Perth, and 14 of the 15 players named in the Aussie squad will feature in the next round of the Sheffield Shield. Only Usman Khawaja will be rested. So New South Wales take on Victoria from the SCG, WA up against Queensland from the Wacker, while South Australia travel to Hobart to take on Tassie. Australia 3-format player Travis Head can join you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Trav, thanks so much for your time. Always great to catch up.
Yep, thanks for having me. So we're in Tassie now. It's freezing, so it's going to be a good week.
Well, you were there for the white ball series only last week. We bumped into each other in the lounge while our flights were being delayed. Obviously, turning your attention now to red ball cricket. How excited are you to try and get one more hit out with, your South Australian teammates before the Ashes gets underway?
No, looking forward to the week. It's going to be good fun. It's nice to feel a bit more in rhythm the last sort of week, hitting red balls and getting a bit of momentum is important. Just really try and enjoy the week with the boys. I guess it's been a bit of a while since I've played for South Australia, so always good to be back with the boys. And, just try and feel a bit of momentum, feel a bit of good energy. And, if runs come, that's great. But end of the day, try and get the process right and look forward to, like you said, 11 days and we're in Perth.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Obviously, two kids at home with Jessica, Miller and Harrison. What's the right preparation for you in terms of how much cricket you want to play ahead of a big summer?
Yeah, well, I looked back last year and I thought, well, I had a good summer, so what do I need to sort of do to get ready? And Harrison was actually born, so I had about 5 weeks off last year, so into the first test. So I couldn't quite get to that. But like the T20s, I felt like I was playing well, just time at the crease and obviously my role in the team, and didn't feel like I was quite getting that rhythm that I would have liked. So I guess this week, regardless of what happens this week in terms of runs, I'll have about 7 or 8 hits into Perth and with the red ball before prep. So yeah, I feel like I'll be ready to go in 11 days and that, like obviously get through this week and play well, but the minds obviously can drift and put me on day one at Perth and feel like where I'm at. So just try and do what I need to do to get ready.
I feel like that's not dissimilar from our listeners. We've all been engaged in this white ball series against India. It's great preparation for the T20 World Cup, and yet everyone kind of just wants to get to the Ashes. In terms of next year's World Cup, do you feel like the Australian selectors, the Australian team, got the chance to experiment a little bit and answer some of those questions? Last night, frustratingly, the rain, as we saw in Canberra, played a part.
Yeah, it's frustrating that rain plays a part because, we had obviously some guys in and out and some different looks and some different orders and different makeups, which is always nice to have. And I feel like as we get closer, we'll sort of try and nail that down now. So, it'd be a bit disappointing for the guys that would have got more of an opportunity last night, and someone like Matt Shaw who's opening the batting and gets a different look at it. And, disappointing that the rain hit. But, I feel like, like you said, we want to get through the Ashes first and then that team will shape up well. And I think it's an exciting team going to the World Cup, and the power that we've got and obviously the style that we're playing is exciting. And I feel like that's a style that could put us a fair way into the mix in India.
Opening the white ball format with Mitch Marsh, what's the dialogue like with you two out in the middle, or is it just as simple as clear the front leg and hit as hard as you can?
Well, he started leaving him in the last couple of weeks. He's trying to put his... I think he's trying to get one foot in the door back in the test team. So, he's in great form. We have a great relationship on field and off field. So, it's pretty much go out there and enjoy ourselves. We have a good laugh at the same time and try and play as well as we can. And he's in great touch. And I think most of the time at the minute, and when he's in the touch that he's in, is trying to get him on strike. So, it's good fun batting with Mitch.
Australian 3-format player Travis Head is with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. You spoke about facing Jasprit Bumrah, Arshdeep Singh. Scores for you of 6 and 28 in the T20 Internationals, 29, 28 and 8 in the One Day Internationals. But you don't have to go back that far. You scored 142 in the One Day as against South Africa in Mackay. So from your own individual preparation side of things, what are the one or two things you want to see before the Ashes?
Well, I was pleased with the way I played Jasprit in Melbourne. Obviously, T20 format, but the way I started against him, he's probably the best bowler in the world. So to feel like I was moving well on both sides of the feet and both lengths is important. Again, this week, I've played well. I've trained really well in the last couple of days and feel like I'm getting a little bit of that rhythm back. And it's important, obviously, to try and get some time in the week, time at the crease. Last year, I would have faced, I got a couple of 30s last year at New South Wales and in that Shield game and felt like I was ready to go and had a good summer. So, runs aren't what I'm too worried about this week. It's more the process and how I go about things. It's going to, I think it'll be a bit of a, a tough batting week down here in Hobart. It's cold and wet. And but yeah, as long as I go through my process well and adapt myself well, and I'll put myself in a good place, hopefully in Perth in 11 days.
Yeah, Jason Gillespie and I were having a little look at the pitch last Sunday. It looked pretty green on that occasion. I'm not sure what you're going to be in for this afternoon, but tomorrow afternoon. But that might be sort of similar to what you get in Perth. I mean, traditionally, the pitch over there has been pretty fast, pretty bouncy, and then it does crack up as it goes on and becomes pretty hard to bat on.
Yeah, I've heard Green Monster from a few people this week. Both teams obviously looking for a win. So, yeah, and it's cold and wet, so that may play a factor. But look, we'll see. We've got training this afternoon, so see what that puts up for us. But, yeah, Perth's been a tough batting wicket in the last couple of years. Like you said, it's green sort of day one, day two, and it flattens out, but then the cracks come in play, and there's a few variables there. So that's always a tough week. And, it sort of plays in my hands. I don't mind batting on those wickets. It sort of takes a bit of technique out of it and sort of just go about your work and try and get as many runs as you possibly can. And when they present an opportunity to score. So plays my hands a little bit. So always looking forward to Perth. It's good fun.
In terms of the South Australian teammates you line up with on Monday, you play with a few in the Adelaide Strikers, but don't get to play as often as probably you would like. Is it a good opportunity to get around those teammates and maybe take a bit of control and restore a bit of order sometimes?
It's always good to restore order with a few of the blokes. it's a good week, obviously. We joked bands back together a little bit with myself, Alex Carey and Jack Lehman through the middle order, which, yeah, we don't get to play. We're very close, us three, and we don't get to play very often. So nice to get the boys back together, and it's nice to be back with them. Obviously, a great relationship with Rhino as well. And, it's a fun week. I enjoyed it. I loved my time with them last year, and I'd like to in the future hopefully play more for South Australia and be back with the boys, and that time will come. But, just try and enjoy the week and have a good time with them. And like you said, try and restore a bit of order with a couple of young blokes. This is always good fun.
Travis Head with you on ABC Sport. It's such a packed cricket schedule. There's not much downtime when it comes for international players who are also playing franchise cricket. Your fourth Ashes series, for you, is it still the pinnacle, the rivalry between Australia and England? I mean, you had India out last summer. It feels like every summer is so big.
Yeah, but look forward to next year when it comes down a bit. It is. Yeah, it's how I anticipated. I try not to do too much leading up to it, and obviously in terms of media and whatnot, and let everyone else do the talking and whatnot, and we try and get to Perth. But she's been busy. There's been plenty spoken about. It gets bigger and bigger every year. Feels like England coming now is huge. So it's still the pinnacle. Still what I love to do, and hopefully I could do that for a period of time.
You spent some time at the Adelaide Strikers with Jake Weatherill. Do you expect to be in the team for the first test?
Well, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. LeBron's not giving much. He's not giving much away. So, I think a lot depends on, it's been spoken about, where Greeny's at and if he bowls this week and how he goes. And that will sort of make the makeup of the team and where he goes. So there's a few moving parts still to happen. We've still got a Shield game to get through and whatnot. But if he gets his opportunity, he's ready for it. I've played a lot of cricket with him, and it feels like he's in a great headspace. He's batting well. And if he gets his chance, he'd be ready to go.
You'd imagine so many eyes will turn to that Western Australian Queensland game in the Sheffield Shield. People will be keeping across South Australia and Tasmania. But George Bailey said sort of 15 to 20 overs is the expectation for Cameron Green to bowl. I mean, he's batted everywhere from the middle order to number three. How talented is he? I mean, you spend a lot of time training with him. Jason Gillespie joked with he and Bo Webster in the gullies, they could catch pigeons. I mean, they're outstanding in the field. But it feels like our batting order rests so much around Cameron Green a bit at the moment as to where the best spot for him is.
Well, I think you just try to, I guess, the overs that he'll bowl and where's it fit and where's Marnus fitting and whatnot. So the makeup of the team will play itself out over the next 11 days. But he's quality. Like, he can bat anywhere. So that's the beauty of it. When you got someone that can bat 3 to 6, you can put him anywhere in the order and he's going to flourish and do well. So I guess the hardest part for George and Ron is trying to put the blokes in where they fit. And again, for Green, it doesn't matter where he bats. He's high quality and he's fantastic cricketer. And he's going to, I think over his career, he'll probably bat in different positions and most likely dominate all of them. He's an exceptional talent. He works hard and he'll have a good summer.
Travis Head with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Pat Cummins won't be there for the first test in Perth. He'll probably be around the team hoping to make his return for the second test. Steve Smith has filled in from time to time. How's his demeanour changed over the years, Steve Smith, now that he gets a chance to captain his test country once more?
Well, I hope Pat comes to Perth. He owes me dinner, so I'm looking forward to that. Steve's says high class. I think he said that he's done six games and hasn't lost one, so he's pretty happy about his record since Pat's taken over. But I think he averages 70 as captain, I think, the other day. So he sort of steps up and comes to the party when he has that extra bit of leadership, and we'll probably need every single bit of that during the summer. Hopefully he gets heaps of runs for us and plays well. And I think he's different captain to Pat. Very off the cuff and fills the game and what he sees in front of him, and that brings a different dynamic for us that I guess we haven't got with Pat, where Pat's very structured and we work through the process. And so yeah, different captaincy styles, but both work well, and I'm sure he'll be fine during the summer.
You famously had to put your finger on ice every now and then when you get on a bit of a roll. Are you expecting to have to bowl a bit this summer?
I hope not. Not against this batting lineup. I don't think I'll be putting my hand up, unless it's day 4 and 5 and it's turning square. I don't think I'll be putting my hand up against his batting order to bowl too much. I think they'll try and smack me out of the park. So I'll leave that to Gaz.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Nathan Lyon, of course, the frontline spinner. Where do you see the series being decided? I mean, there's so much focus on the bowling, and it feels like the batting lineups for both sides will be crucial, especially maybe on challenging pitches. Do you see that sort of being the key matchup throughout the test summer?
Yeah, it's a hard one to put your finger on where it's going to be without knowing the landscape and where the wickets are at. They've been challenging over the last few years. I remember probably feels a little bit like 19 when we were in England, and the chat was like, if we can get to 300 and we can get to a winning total, our bowlers will do the work. And I think over the last sort of 6 years, that's what this team's been beautiful at, is just putting ourselves in a position where the bowlers go and do their work. And there's no doubt they've done some heavy lifting over the last few years and got us in some brilliant positions. And I think as a batting unit, when you've got high quality attacks like India last year, it's like you just got to scrape and battle to a score and let that do the work. And I think we were exceptional that last year on some challenging wickets to get to a score that was a winning score. And we adapted ourselves really, really well. So I think the battleground is Wheeze trying to get enough runs that you can let both bowling attacks do their work. So that's going to be the challenge, I think.
I have a vague memory of you having a night out where you and Joe Root and Jimmy Anderson, and I think it was Nathan Lyon, maybe Alex Carey were there. You didn't get much sleep that night. Is the banter real amongst the players, or is that sort of mellowed over the years?
That was Ashes and 21, I think, when we famously
was
got
COVID, burned, was it?
Out, burned
yeah.
out of a hotel in Perth. In Hobart.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not to any wrongdoing, but just a late night. I think the relationships are really, really good. I think it gets hyped up a little bit more, obviously, with media, and both sides can be guilty at some stages of saying players doing naughty things in the media and saying some things that they probably regret over time. So that gets exploded a little bit. But in terms of the relationships are good. We had a good time after the Ashes. We didn't in the England one for various reasons, and that's okay. So it probably gets blown out of the water a little bit, and there'll be points where during the series there'll be 5 points at some stages where it might light up a little bit, but in general the relationships are really, really good.
And I guess we saw that in the white ball format. Is it Abhishek Sharma you play with in the IPL, and he was asking about facing Josh Hazlewood?
Yeah, Abby's a good boy, and as we talked about, obviously, since I've left, we were chatting about Gold Coast wicket and the Gabba wicket, etc. And I think he got away with a couple last night. I think I dropped a couple of times. Yeah. I missed the game, but I've seen some highlights this morning. And he's a good man. And yeah, again, the relationships when you go around and you play franchise cricket and you're talking to different guys around the world and you're playing with them, it's hard to say some blokes that you like. So it's good fun being, and that's where we've seen the game over the time is. Now we play so much franchise cricket together, there's better relationships, and the game's probably played a little bit differently.
When you play the same opponent in 5 test matches, obviously it becomes a sort of head-to-head battle. We've seen so much about Bazball, about whether that style of cricket can work on Australian pitches. Are you sort of welcoming England to try and take it up to your fast bowlers? I mean, Josh Hazlewood's been in such good form. Mitch Starc, we know Scott Boland will probably slide in for Pat Cummins. The conditions are so different here to what we see in the UK.
Josh Hazel is probably bowling the best I've ever seen him bowl, to be honest. He's got on a string at the minute, which is exciting for us. And I guess 5 test matches bring so much beauty, and that's the hard thing about test cricket and Ashes cricket or Border Gavaskar and 5 test matches series, is that you get trends and you get matchups that work. And there's no doubt that storyline will happen over the next 2 months. Is there'll be storylines, there'll be matchups, there'll be trends, and that's the beauty of it, and trying to work through those trends and work through difficult periods, and someone gets on a hot streak at the same breath and someone plays really, really well and trying to, I guess, avoid them or trying to work out ways of trying to slow them down. So, yeah, I look forward to that. That's the beauty of it. And that's what I love about Test cricket and five Test match series is there's so many ebbs and flows and trends that happen that you've got to deal with.
Two quick questions, Travis, had to finish with. Obviously, Brisbane's a day-night Test match rather than Adelaide. Is that a tick in your eyes? Do you like the day fixture every now and again in Adelaide?
I like the party test in Adelaide. I can't lie. I like the day-night. I'm not gonna beat around the bush there. I think it's the best Test match of the summer. Boxing Day is obviously very, very close, but home Test match, but that day-night Test match erupts. So I'd like to see it always in Adelaide, but I'm sure Brisbane will put on a good show this year.
Yeah, no, I expected you to answer that way. And this time, if you win the Ashes, you might have your own sort of celebrations you can take place. You've moved into the wines. Is this sort of post-playing career you're thinking it might be a sort of wine baron?
Well, we'll see. But yeah, it's been a bit of fun with Bleasdale. The prerequisite was to make sure we knock off Punter's wine. That was just the first conversation was make it better than his, which I think we've done, which is good. But yeah, it's a bit of fun. I think over time, you get great opportunities to work with some great partnerships, and Bleasdale is fantastic wine. Langhorne Creek in Adelaide, and Adelaide produces some beautiful food and wine, and to partner up with them is good fun. And yeah, it's nice to look back in Harrison and Miller in years to come, and hopefully in the cellar and got a bit of wine with my name on it, which is always good fun.
That sounds nice. So you're more of a red man or a white man?
I change. I'm white at the moment, but when the occasion's right, I'm not going to discriminate between the colours. But I'm a white man at the moment. The Chardonnay is very, very nice. So white man at the moment, and hopefully we win in Adelaide, and that make it third test, and Ashes would be nice, and the Hill Chardonnay will go nice in Adelaide. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sure if your name's on the bottle, both are delicious. Trav, good luck for the upcoming summer. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time. And first and foremost, South Australia against Tasmania. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Cheers.